Simin Shin Dalet. The end of Sefalet. And the base, we already mentioned that, like the Sago on the bottom says, Adinim ba'avadim einim shayichim l'zman ha'zeir. However, there are things that could be gleaned from these halachim. I saw in the Dirshu, you have to sometimes look for things. They bring down the Ramesh's Madaik. This actually bothered me. And that is this Ramah over here. The Ramah says an interesting halacha. Kol evesh mitzvah shvisase aser latzis b'choisim shaser le'rabe l'haris b'yishu avde mushal tit mutter latzis b'y kishatali b'tzavari. The halacha is, if there's an eved that has a choisim, a seal that's made out of plaster, made out of tit, then he's allowed to walk out and says, I belong to a Chaim uncle. He's allowed to walk out with that into Rishus Rav. There's no chash that if it breaks it, he's going to carry it with him. You're not going to show it to anybody. You're not going to carry it if it breaks. There's no chash. The shail is, how are you allowed to take it out? Why isn't that a masri? Some they're wearing, it's not a tachshit, it's not a beged, it's not anything. Why is that mutter? What's that? Chains around the feet. Right. So that's Ramesh wants to say that since this is the only way that he's allowed to go out of the Rav, his Odin wouldn't allow him to go to the Rav if he doesn't have a choisim, the Mamela it's a turk from the go out of the Rav. This is the only way that he could go out. So it's like a cane, it's like these type of things that are not a beged, they're not a tachshit. And nevertheless, they're mutter because they're a tzerich. So they bring that over there that he wanted to say that if so, then even wearing a watch possibly should be mutter, even though it's not a tachshir. But just what does it do? It tells the time. Sometimes it is a tachshir, not specifically a tachshir. Sometimes it just tells the time. What's that? Well, never Yachim, Ramesha. That's what I was thinking about when you're hungry. Cut the watch. So Ramesha, don't say that, right? Even my attachment. So, he wanted to say, he doesn't bring it down for in tshuva. It brought down Mashim Ramesha. He said the same thing over here. Since it's a tzurich, he does commit to it, yeah? To bath and choysim. Yeah, but not this. Not choysim, but washim. However, those that are masked say, what shaykh is over here? The only way to go out into the Rishon is if you have this thing. There, it's not a tzurich. You don't need to. You're right, it helps you. It aids you. But it's certainly not a tzurich, and you could go out without it. Therefore, it doesn't have a dimin. And the maestro, therefore, there are those that are machmir, even with the watches that a person wears. So, bigger at the information holds that it is mutter. In a case where he says that maybe he should, one shouldn't, but nefesh yachmir. But that's the chur of the yisoid, which is comes out of this Ramah, is that a person, even if it's not a tachshir, and even if it's not a beged, if it's needed, and not physically needed, it's not a physical limitation, it's that's not allowing him to go out, it's not that he can't walk if he doesn't have a crutch or whatever. Nevertheless, since he can't go out unless he has this thing, b'meila, it's already considered, once it's hanging on him, it's already considered a tzurich, and he's allowed to wear it in the Rishus HaRabbah.